Rita, welcome back to our discussion. Let's delve into how the business landscape is evolving towards circular economy practices, especially regarding regulatory changes. Can you explain how these regulations are shaping the business environment?
Thank you, Jesse. It's great to be back. Regulatory changes in the EU and globally are pivotal in promoting sustainability and circular economy practices. They aim to cut emissions, enhance resource efficiency, and elevate environmental standards. Compliance isn't just a legal requirement, but also strategic for businesses to remain competitive and future-proof.
That's crucial. Rita, how about consumer preferences? How do they influence businesses' sustainability efforts?
Consumer preferences are shifting towards sustainable products, urging businesses to adopt eco-friendly practices. Not meeting these expectations risks reputation and market share loss. Hence, businesses invest in sustainable innovation, transparency, and ethical sourcing to align with consumer values and stay competitive.
It's impressive how consumers are driving change. What about technological advancements? How do they contribute to sustainable growth?
Technology is pivotal in driving sustainable growth by enabling eco-friendly solutions across industries, from renewable energy to digital platforms for circular supply chain management. Tech advances drive efficiency gains and environmental impact reduction. Leveraging these tech tools opens new growth and innovation avenues for businesses.
Insightful, Rita. Lastly, how does international trade impact the environment?
International trade shifts resource-intensive production from high-income to low-income countries, exacerbating environmental burdens. While Europe and North America import materials, Asia and Pacific countries export due to industrial growth. This stresses the importance of sustainable global trade practices.
Thank you for these insights, Rita. The shift toward circular economy practices is indeed multifaceted. It requires proactive engagement and strategic vision from businesses, as you mentioned.
Exactly, Jesse. Embracing sustainability and circular economy principles not only mitigates environmental impact but also fosters growth, innovation, and long-term success for businesses.
Rita, thank you for sharing your expertise once again. It's been a pleasure discussing these important topics with you.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate the opportunity to contribute to the conversation.
To our viewers, thank you for joining us. Stay tuned for more insightful discussions on sustainable export strategies and circular economy practices.
Remember, the journey to sustainability starts with small steps. Let's keep moving forward together.
Absolutely, Rita. Until next time, goodbye, everyone.